something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, Perfection and Excellence.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Would you turn into 2 Corinthians chapter 13? Have you found it? Verse 11. I want you all to read it. Read. Okay. Read Matthew chapter 5 and verse 48. Want to go?
Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
Good. The word perfect that you have in both verses originates from two different words. Two different root words. Jesus said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. And the word comes from teleos. Teleos is a perfection in state. All right? When Jesus used that word, he was talking about perfection in state. And that means perfection in your heart. Okay? Now, teleos has several other applications that are not immediately applicable in this verse. So here in this verse, he was referring to being perfect in your heart. A perfection in state. A state of perfection in your heart. The way he wants you to think, he says, think like your Father thinks. Think the way God thinks. Like he wants you to love the way God loves. So he says, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. In other words, measure your heart with the heart of God. And how can you measure your heart with the heart of God? It is through his word. Think as God wants you to. Love as God wants you to. Forgive as God wants you to forgive. These were all the things that Jesus was teaching. How our heart should be. Like the Father's heart. So he says, be therefore perfect. Teleos. Even as your heavenly Father is perfect. Praise God. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 11. Where he says, finally, brethren, farewell. This was in conclusion of his letter to the Corinthians. And then he says, be perfect. The word is katatizo. It means to do things perfectly. See that? To do things perfectly. Here he's talking about perfection in your actions, in the things you do. Now, this has nothing to do with teleos, which also refers to maturity, which tells us to come to perfection. And that meaning we should come to a level, a place of maturity. That's not what he's talking about. Here he's talking about what we do. How we do what we do. That's why the word katatizo is chosen there. He says, do things perfectly. Is it possible to be perfect in these things? Emphatically, yes. If you're writing a letter, write it perfectly. Do things perfectly. How can we do things perfectly? By paying attention to details. Paying attention to details. Paying attention to details. He says, be perfect. You see that? Now, don't let anybody cheat you out of God's best and tell you that you don't have to be perfect. Well, the Word of God says to be. The Word of God says to be. Be perfect. If you want to be perfect, you can be. And you better want to be perfect because he told us to. Be perfect. Jesus said, if thou must be perfect, then do this. Which means there are other steps. If you're going to be perfect, there are more things to do. Praise God. Amen.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Love World Arena, New Garage, Ibadan. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 091-212-7089. 080-595-20312. 070-322-99349. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. Thank you, and God bless you.